The reported agreement in Iraq is about what happens there in the future. But yesterday, a judge in Spain made a decision about something that happened there decades ago. The judge opened a criminal investigation into alleged crimes against humanity committed under General Francisco Franco during and after Spain's civil war in the 1930s. As the world's Jerry Haddon reports, the case shatters a tacit agreement that helped pave the way for Spain's democracy.
Forget the past. That was the deal. Don't dig around too much, and above all, do not seek vengeance. This was the swearing-in of Spain's first democratically elected government in 1976. A so-called Pact of Forgetting paved the way for Spain's peaceful transition following Franco's death a year earlier. Franco's allies and enemies alike agreed to let the dead lie, some literally, in thousands of unmarked graves around the country. Spain's new democracy depended on this pillar for stability. Now the pillar is cracking. Investigative Judge Baltasar Garzón has ordered the opening of several mass graves. Most of those buried there are leftist victims of the war and a subsequent decade of repression. He's also ordered the government to confirm the deaths of Franco himself and dozens of his top officials. The dead will be legally absolved, the judge says. But if any are still alive, they'll be charged with crimes against humanity.
La importancia del...
These days, crimes against humanity is a burning issue wherever you look in the world, be it Afghanistan, Iraq, or Darfur. Enough countries to make you realize that this theme never ceases to make news. And if we're referring to the investigations being carried out in Spain, in relation to universal justice or eras gone by, then justice needs to follow its course within the parameters of the law.
Relatives of Franco's victims, like Rafael Gil Bracero, are celebrating. He says, I think this could be seen one day as the beginning of a process that will bring closure, which is what so many families have fought for. But not everyone's happy about it. The idea of digging up Franco-era graves has angered Spain's political right, and Garzón's historic move to prosecute people from that time has them livid. Esperanza Aguirre is a leader of the right-leaning Popular Party. If Judge Garzón's checking on whether Franco and his generals are deceased, she says, why doesn't he confirm Napoleon's death while he's at it? Other critics offer more ominous messages. Garzón is throwing Spain's democracy off a cliff, says one conservative commentator. Spain is going to rupture, says another. They accuse the judge of bias because they say he's not investigating atrocities committed by communists during the war. Spanish Civil War historian Anthony Beaver backs that argument.
I believe that individual families should be given every help in identifying bodies and burying them if they want to. But to do it as a sort of major political exercise, I think is only going to drag the country's politics back towards the past.
Judge Garzón first became a household name here when he tried to prosecute former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet a decade ago. Like that case, this one might never come to trial, not just because the accused may all be dead now, and not because Spain's right is so upset, but on a technicality. State prosecutors opposed to Garzón's move argue that local courts, and not Garzón, have jurisdiction over these deaths. They've asked a higher judge for clarification. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.